Hello, this is a quick recording about the Paralympics. I'm going to do a review of the Paralympic opening ceremony either on here or on my blog tomorrow, because I've tried to do it tonight and the words literally aren't working for me. So I'm just going to talk a bit about what's happened today and my general feeling of the Paralympic ceremony. I'm not going to talk about the ceremony itself, I'm talking about like the general principle of the Paralympics and the ideas. As you can tell, my words really aren't working. I think the Paralympics is great for bringing people together, and I think one thing that we have seen is that the diversity between different countries is amazing. The amount of people representing Team GB is huge. It's nearly 300, whereas some countries only have one person representing them. What I'd like to find out in the future is whether they that's because of a small population in general, a small disability percentage, or a lack of encouragement for disabled sports. Maybe it's just not accessible in certain countries. Somebody's singing now and I don't know who it is, but it sounds quite good. Today, I've had quite an interesting experience because, you know, encouraging sport and all, inspiring a generation. I got discriminated against very openly. I've wanted to join a swimming club for a while, and I found one that quite appealed because it had nobody that I knew in, which is a bonus for me because I like meeting new people and I can be quite shy in front of old people. Not old people, but you know what I mean, people I already know. And so I called her. And I left the fact that I'm sight impaired till the very last minute. And I said, oh, by the way, I've got a little problem with my eyes and I can't really see very well. I'm sure that's not a problem. So she just said, like, well, how do you get around? I said, I had a guide dog, but I can get a sighted guide or use my cane around poolside. She said, fine. Anyway, 2 weeks, and I was given the opportunity to trial on Friday, this coming Friday. Today, I got a phone call this morning on a number which I wasn't sure I actually gave her, to be honest. I'm not sure I gave her the house number, so I don't know how she got it. And she rang me and said, are you sure you're coming on Friday? I said, well, yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. Oh, right. Okay, you do know you'll have to swim with other people, don't you? Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Right, and you'll be okay swimming in a group? Yeah, as far as I know. Okay, so, see, we don't have much space. Well, am I trialling on Friday? Well, so it just went on and on and on, really. And I was getting quite frustrated by the end of it. And she went on to say that she'd Googled other places that I could go. Like, and she named a few groups which I know for a fact are not swimming clubs. They are groups for the disabled to, very severely disabled, to just splash around a bit in the water. And that's not what I want. I want to make friends, keep fit, and improve my swimming, because I can swim quite well, actually. She kept going and she kept talking, and it became quite apparent that she really, really didn't want me to trial and she didn't want me to go. And she said, you can always give us a ring, though I can't guarantee you a place or a trial. And this is coming from a place that does lessons, coaching, and, you know, the coaching is for competitive swimmers, obviously, but to not even be willing to see me swim, I think it's absolutely disgraceful. If they saw me swim and said, you know what, you can have lessons, I would be fine with that. I would want to improve. I want to keep fit and I want to swim and meet new people. But just them not saying that they don't even want to see me, so frustrating. It's like they're backing away from me, like, oh, well, she's blind, she's probably going to be a bit crap of a swimmer. Yeah, that's going to be awkward, so let's just not give her a trial so we don't have to turn her down. Well, stuff it then. So, I told her to stuff it. Well, not quite. I was very polite. My phone manner was very, interesting. I told her that I didn't want to go to the trial, if that was how she felt. And I said, the start of the Paralympics is tonight. There's quite a few blind swimmers on. I suggest you have a look at them. And that was the end of our conversation. Severely disappointed in that. I'm really annoyed about it. I'm quite impressed with the Paralympics now, actually. It's getting better as it goes along. I'm watching the opening ceremony, and I was really disappointed with it from the start, because I just felt that there was too much focus on wheelchairs, and everything seemed to be about wheelchairs, like a microphone stand being made out of artificial limbs and stuff like that. I found that the Tempest theme was quite hard to distinguish, in that I didn't notice it, and I know Shakespeare quite well. It should have been more clear as to why there was somebody suspended in a wheelchair about 50 foot off the stadium floor. Positives, I really enjoyed the Birdie and David Tool performance. I don't know how that guy does it. I can't dance and I've got legs. I'm quite enjoying this sing-song bit. It's quite good. One thing I have noticed, though, is there's not really a sense of humour. Whereas with the Olympic opening ceremony, a lot of it was based around being British, and there was lots of cultural references. In fact, the whole thing was a cultural reference. But, you know, everyone in Britain enjoyed it, and it was a real triumph. And people internationally may not have understood, but it was still entertaining to look at. Whereas this, not many people even in Britain understand what it is, so how international people are keeping up, I just don't know. Yeah. Not head over heels. I think that a lot needs to have been made clearer. For example, the Higgs boson particle, which appeared at the very, very beginning. The audio description announced it as the Higgs boson, but when it finally did appear, it was just a clump of umbrellas, according to my parents. So, but I've had a good day all in all. I've been to the library and studied most of the day, and now we've just finished having pizza, everyone's gone to bed, and I'm determined to see how this is going to end. See how this ends. My hopes for the Paralympics is that obviously GB wins some medals. I also hope that there is good coverage of the individual sports and that there's also audio description for them. And I also hope that they do sort out the transport issues that were brought up in the Sun, possibly, yesterday. People having great difficulty in wheelchairs travelling around London because of the lack of accessibility. And also the ticket dilemma where disabled people cannot sit with their families, only a carer. I really hope that gets sorted out. Anyway, I hope you've had a good Paralympic day, and I will speak to you soon. Thank you very much. Bye!